Okay? He's saying, don't fight against these people preaching the gospel, because if you, something bad might happen to you. Okay? And look, that ought to encourage you to stay on the right path. To not only stay on the right path, but preach the gospel and work for God. Why? Because you have a special hedge of protection about you. Because you're doing God's work, God will protect you.
Amen.
Look, why not? God's saying, look, this guy's working for me. This family's working for me. They're getting job done. They're getting so saved. I mean, they're doing a great work. Don't disrupt him from the work.
Amen.
But you know, when you have these people criticizing you and trying to hinder the work of God, you know what they're doing? They're fighting against the hand of God.
That's right.
Just the other day, found out they had an hour-long meeting about me at some other church. A secret hour-long meeting about me. You know, Jack Rodriguez strikes again. Now, most of it was just about being loyal and, you know, hey, you need to be loyal to me. You need to bow down to me and all these things. And, you know, he claimed that I said that his church is not even saved. I never even said anything like that. Go ahead, look, listen to the sermon. I post them on YouTube so everyone can listen to it.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you know, that guy said that we're not all saved. No, I said, you're not saved, Jack. I said, you're not saved. I said, you're a reprobate, Jack.
Amen. Amen.
Not the people in your church. In fact, I kind of like the people in your church.
Amen.
Because they came to my church. And I got along great with them.
Amen.
They're good people. They just got a wicked leader for a ruler. They got you, Jack. I said you weren't saved. But you know what? Let him say whatever he wants. He's fighting against the hand of God.
Amen.
Why? Because we're out here doing the work of God.
Right. Yep.
You're boasting. You ought to be humble. You know what? It's obviously not my work. It's the fact that the people here have teamed up, have put in the work and the effort to see people saved.
Amen.
I get to be a part of this work.
Right, man.
Of seeing people saved. But you know what? When you have a bunch of reprobate false teachers, you know, you think God's just going to let them go? No. You know what? They're going to fight against the hand of God, and they're going to suffer the consequences because of it. And Jack Rodriguez is a reprobate anyways.
Amen.
You know, God may not kill him today, unfortunately, but you know what he will do? He already has a place reserved for him.
Amen.
Okay? He has a place saved for him already. Because anybody who teaches that you can lose your salvation for any reason,
that's right,
is a damn reprobate.
Amen.
Okay? Oh, you're cussed. No. He's damned. Damned means he's going to hell. That's what that means. Don't let that word offend you. Okay? And he's all nerd. He's trying to do damage control because all kinds of people are waking up in his church and they're leaving. I think they had like 20 people leave his church.
Amen.
You know what I say to that? Hey,
amen. Amen.
Good to the great awakening.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
You know, these people are waking up seeing what kind of phony he is.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I called him out about him saying that the people lose their salvation if they believe that, if they don't believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. He never retracted his statement.
Right.
He never corrected it. He never denied it. You know what that means? He believes it.
Yeah.
Right.
He never like say, well, just want to let you know, church, I've never said it. No, he just like flat out just didn't even say anything about it. You know why? Because that's what he believes.
Yeah.
That false teacher. But you know what? People like that, if they want to fight against us, have at it.
Amen.
You're going to find yourself fighting against God.